From WCRSLP, Columbus, Ohio, this is a very special election 2023 preview. I am your host, the DJBC, and for this next half hour, we have a preview, a guide, a Cliff's Notes guide to the 2023 election happening on Tuesday, November 7th. And with that, we have clips from two recent the DJBC Happy Hour episodes that pinpointed who is running for what and what is on the ballot near you, Columbus. We're talking to you, Columbus. And it's only you because we chose not to take a side. Although, when we're going to talk about issue one later on in this half hour, look at those women in their wedding gowns committing to women's reproductive rights. Oh yes, issue 16, libraries do matter because we love our libraries, but we can't say that! Oh no, we can't! We're not taking a side. Absolutely not. We did not, and we're not. We're committed. But I'm voting, unlike the late, great Jim Lehrer, who never voted because he refused to take a side. But vote, because Ohio is a huge rat-infested dumpster fire. Much like the Buckeyes. We are not in the business of endorsing candidates and issues. We could endorse issues, but definitely not people. So we are not endorsing either candidates or issues. So we are not choosing a side here at the DJBC Happy Hour. But remember, vote. Vote! Like the world is on fire, because it is. Oh, don't mind the buzzsaw in the background. This is the DJBC Happy Hour. And tonight, right now, right here, right now, we discuss the candidates tonight, and why the candidates. Next week, in the next show, we'll talk about the issues near us, or some of them. We're going to try our best to skip uncontested races, and normally we say judges matter, but in Franklin County, we have, right now, my warm hands, the official League of Women Voters of Metropolitan Columbus Voter Information Bulletin with offices, school boards, judicial offices, state and local issue pros and cons, information, fresh off the press. You can find these at your local libraries in Franklin County. And for more, go to lwvcols.org to find out more information. Or you can go to Vote 411. Remember, your vote is your voice. And again, part one, the candidates, the people behind the race. What is their platform? And again, we're going to try to skip uncontested races because we don't have a whole lot of time. And you can find out more at vote411.org. And for municipal court in Franklin County, because judges matter, you can go to judicialvotescount.org for judicial candidate profiles. And there are only three judges up in the municipal court in Franklin County. And all three races are uncontested. So congratulations, unless anything happens between now and November 7th. Andrea Peoples, Zach Gwynn, and Gerard Skinner on being elected to judges and what they will plan on doing when they're on the bench. Because they're unopposed, running unopposed in Franklin County. And likewise for Municipal County Clerk Court, Lori Tyack, who will be reelected to her fourth term. And that's another uncontested race right there. Columbus City School Board got interesting this summer. There is a write-in, but... there are four seats, and there are four candidates. There were five about 9 months ago, but a friend of the show, Carol Beckerly, withdrew her name. And there are only four. And the four candidates are current school board president Jennifer Adair. And then you have current school board member Tina Pierce, plus challengers Brandon Simmons and Sarah Ingalls. Sarah with an H, Ingalls with an I, and there's a write-in candidate as well. And there are a lot of great school board races. Other school board races that are unopposed, Hamilton Township, Bexley, Grandview Heights are all unopposed there. And there are races like Southwestern City Schools, big race there, Worthington, Westerville, Upper Arlington have contested races. Hilliard has a contested race. Gahanna, Jefferson, Dublin all have contested races as well. So check out the voter guide. And biggest race of all is Columbus Mayor. We have two-term, they both went to high school in Clintonville. Both of the two guys that are on the ticket went to high school 1 mile apart in Clintonville. Who knew that the Battle of Clintonville would not decide who would win the mayor? So I think the team that scored the fewest points will probably win. Apparently, that's how it went. All right, but yes, if that was the case, then polls have it that Ginther will be back for round three, the Whetstone grad, and then you have the Watterson grad, Jomo Till, who is running for re-election. And look at it this way. Columbus is a tale of two cities, the haves and the have-nots. And things are getting worse in our city. Housing has been a big fuster cluck. Intel's coming in, whether you like it or not. This is the, what we call the perfect, what is it, the perfect storm? Yeah, that's where we're going to go with that. And how is Columbus going to handle the heat in the kitchen? And there are things that are important, like safety. Public safety is important, and neighborhood safety is important. Also, affordable housing, reducing crime and violence. These are all important, and affordable housing is key. Key. And it hits home to this show because if, let's say, I get priced out, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? And of course, the zoning code is a huge issue as well. And it's been like, keep in mind, not in my lifetime or even my parents' lifetime has the zoning code been rewritten until now. And it's going to be redone because it's not been redone since 1951. In 1951, really, on this day, I Love Lucy debuted on CBS. Woody Hayes began his first season coaching the Buckeyes. And it was the last time the city of Columbus rewrote their zoning code. It has redlining and all that ugly systemic racism written underneath it. But do your research on the candidates right there. Columbus City Council, 6 of the 9 seats are unopposed. And new this year, they're in districts. People are voting for all 9 districts, which I think is ridiculous. They should only vote for 1. All 9 districts citywide. And it's going to be interesting to see if the 3 seats that are contested, who wins the district versus citywide. And here are the 3 districts, districts 2, 4, and 5, that are contested. District 2, you have Nancy Day Alkauer and Luis Gill. And District 4, you have Adrian Hood and current council member Emmanuel Remy. District 5, you have current council member Nick Bankston against challenger Farzan Jete, who is a Somali immigrant, and the other 6 seats are unopposed. Chris Weish in District 1, which is the far north area. District 2 is contested, which is the far west side. District 3 is uncontested. Rob Dorans, which is the north end. District 4, which is contested, which is like Linden and Northland in northeast, parts of the northeast. District 5 is most of the mostly northeast, like Easton. District 6 is uncontested, which is the Hilltop and southwest sides, Melissa Green. District 7, which is the heart and soul, the beat, the gentrified beat, the beat of the city. And that is current council member and housing advocate for housing, Shayla Favor, is up in District 7. District 8, which is like the south, mostly south and parts of the east side, is Lourdes Barroso de Padilla. And District unopposed, again, as is Favor, as is Green, and as is in District 9, our current city council president, Shannon Granville Hardin, who is in the far east side. And this time, 18 months ago, he was living in District 7, but he moved to District 9. But there are a lot of other mayoral races as well. In Gahanna, you have current Gahanna mayor Lori Jadwin is running for a second term against challenger Steve Brown with an E at the end. And in Grove City, current Grove City member Mayor Richard Ike Stage is running for re-election for another term against challenger and city council member in Grove City, Christine Houck. And in Canal Winchester, current mayor Michael Ebert is running against Joe Steger and Mike Walker. And most of the communities around here have city managers, which is why you don't hear a lot about them, such as Upper Arlington, Delaware, Powell, Hilliard, Dublin. Am I missing one? Worthington, Westerville. Yeah, they all have city managers that run that are hired. Somebody on city council is actually serving as mayor, so they'll choose between the council members. But there are other suburban council races, Gahanna, Grandview Heights, Grove City, that are contested. And you can find out more in the League of Women Voters of Metropolitan Columbus Guide, and all that stuff. And Bexley as well. Bexley, there will be one person that will lose, because there are 4 seats up, 5 candidates, and there will be at least one new face representing Bexley there. And school boards are important as well, and you can find out about school board races as well in the League of Women Voters Guide. Oh yeah, I forgot. Worthington City Council is pretty important, because I actually did some of my research, and then Westerville as well. I did some of my research listening to other people's podcasts. Amplify Worthington, a friend of the show, Matt Lofi, interviewed all the candidates for Worthington City Council. And there are 7 people running and only 3 seats. Sorry, Columbus, but the hottest council race is in Wotown. And compared to like other places like Whitehall, their city council races are unopposed. Reynoldsburg also unopposed. But it's going to be interesting how the suburbs do as well in some of these key races. There aren't a lot of school levies in the ballot besides Columbus, but we're going to talk about that. And Padua, the issues, not the people. And yeah, there's a lot to go through. And I highly recommend you pick one up at your local library or go online. Do your research before you vote. And of course, township officers as well, because townships are important. So in Padua, the issues 1 and 2 are on the top of the ballot. Everybody in Ohio will be getting those. 11 people in Columbus City School District will be getting that. 16 most of Franklin County will be getting that, except for 6 school districts in particular. We'll tell you which ones in Padua. This is the DJBC Happy Hour. Remember, vote. Election Day is November 7th. from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And early voting takes place right now, almost every day till Election Day. Early voting wraps up on Sunday, November 5th, with Souls to the Polls Day. Souls to the Polls. The one Sunday where people will early vote is the last day of early voting.
Vote. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
And depending on where you live, those are some of the people that are running for public office. So vote. Please vote. And coming up now are some of the issues. Four big ones, depending on where you live. In the city of Columbus, in Columbus City Schools, you may be voting for four. The rest of you, just two, because there are two across the state. Issue one, shout out to the lovely and talented women who are wearing their wedding gowns in support of issue one, including WGRN and WCRS host Carolyn Harding of the podcast radio show Grassroot Ohio. And issue two, marijuana regulated like alcohol. Issue 11 in Columbus City Schools, their tax levy. In issue 16, the Columbus Metropolitan Library has a levy renewal. We talk about those in this segment coming up right now from show 478 of the DJBC Happy Hour. Yeah, toughness. That's what it takes to be on the ballot. So, what issues are on the ballot? What big issues are on the ballot? We're going to find out right now. For those of you who are looking for the Political Troubadours tour, this is not it. But we are talking politics. We are getting political. In fact, this is the moment where we talk about the issues. The issues, not the people, the issues. Because it's issues that matter. And for some of you in the city of Columbus, there are four big issues on the ballot. And for all of us in the state of Ohio, there are two, which we're going to talk about first, these two big issues. And issue one is big. Again, we just went through this Groundhog Day thing about this over the summer with the constitutional amendment that was going to be rammed down our throats by our own Attorney General, Tokyo Frank LaRose. That backfired. Oh, yeah, and lost by an almost landslide. Delaware County made it known. Simple majority is the rule. Got it? Good. Great. Now we gotta flip it around, because it's all about, once again, abortion, as Tokyo Frank once pointed out this summer. Because, and once again, it is. I, in my hand, is a yes, and then below that is like the pros, the cons. Yes, protect our freedom to make healthcare decisions for ourselves and our families without interference from politicians. Yes, stop corrupt politicians from implementing an extreme abortion ban without exceptions for rape or incest. Yes, keep power and freedom in the hands of the people, not politicians. This is from the Ohio Dems. And now the cons. And for those of you who are Catholic, your priest may have snuck this in your parish's bulletin. FAQ about issue one. Would abortion be illegal if issue one does not pass?
Abortion would still be legal in Ohio if issue one does not pass. Also, current laws to protect the safety of women and parental rights would stay in effect.
Vote no. Issue one, November 7th. Funny thing happened on Saturday. Well, I was at the Ohio State game. On the Jumbotron, they showed our governor and First Lady saying no. And First Lady DeWine was saying, think about the young women, the daughters, who are going through their minds and thinking about the chaotic, what's going on? You should vote no. Well, keep in mind this, the DeWines are Catholic. That's right. But the evangelicals who were on the two-thirds majority, they're on the no team this time. So, yeah, the pros. You could go into your League of Women's Voters guides if you live in Columbus. They're at every library known to person in Franklin County. So, basically, the pros would restore rights that were guaranteed from Roe versus Wade. The cons, it would prohibit the General Assembly from regarding reproductive health decisions, including abortion, contraception, fertility, treatment continuation of pregnancies and miscarriage care. And it kind of punishes the doctors who perform abortions by sending them to prison. Oh, yes. You didn't hear that part. Oh, yeah. And there's like this campaign literature where they have this pediatrician who said, "It's my job to protect children. You must vote yes so the government's abortion ban won't stop me from doing my job. And I don't want to go to prison because if it fails and, you know, if I had to do an abortion, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye." Case in point, the 10-year-old girl who had to go to Indiana for an abortion after being raped in Ohio. The 13-year-old girl in Mississippi who had to carry her child because her mom couldn't afford to take time off work to go 10 hours to Chicago. Oh, the Deep South is much worse. We're headed that direction. But that's not what this is all about. We're not taking a side here. Absolutely not. This is not what this segment is about, taking sides. And now issue 2 is about marijuana legalization and regulating it like alcohol. Like having a drink, you know? Smoking a blunt as regular as sipping a White Claw or Pinot Grigio or Pilsner. And the cons are it could lead kids to get hooked. They'll think it's candy again. 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 Our governor, Governor Grandpa, says this. "Yes, these kids will think it's candy. Absolutely. We can't let it pass. Absolutely not." All right. I think we talked enough about this, but vote with your conscience on issues 1 and 2, Ohio. And these are very important issues and why you should vote. Vote early, vote often. If you're listening to this on November 6th, it's too late to vote early. You'll have to vote tomorrow, November 7th, Tuesday, November 7th, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Now, we're going to focus on Columbus City schools for a minute. And the Franklin County Dems are trying to ram this down our throats. And we're not going to talk about school board because it is pretty much unopposed. And so, there's this wonderful literature. At the top of it says, "Columbus students deserve every opportunity to succeed. Vote for number 11. Our students, our schools, our community, our future." And now, the backstory of this, it was supposed to be on the ballot last year during the midterms. You know all what happened 14 months ago at this time, Columbus City Schools, students, community. The teachers went on strike for 3 days. Not like an eternity like the Screen Actors Guild is right now. And what a yes vote means is current funds, the fund, like operation and repairs for the classrooms and safe learning environments so they could keep up with the Olentangies, the Dublins, the Upper Arlingtons, the Bexleys of the world. And it will price poor people of color out of the district. They didn't tell you that. Boo! Boo! No, they didn't. They don't want you to. Why? Because property taxes are going up. It's like a roller coaster. Up. Like a roller coaster. Up. Like a roller coaster. Up. But a no vote. Frankly, you don't want to know what happens when you vote no. Ask any Brookhaven High School alumni, because it was 20 years ago today. Yeah, cut it in half. They closed in 2014 after the 2013 school levy went down. So, think about this. I don't want to think about it. Come to think of it, yeah, let's not think about it. And then last but not least, we love our libraries. And Ted Strickland tried to close them down during the Great Recession, which is why we haven't had a Democrat running Ohio since. And so the Columbus Metropolitan Library has an issue on the ballot, issue 16. Library levy questions and answers, and not everyone in Franklin County will get to vote on this. We'll talk about who won't. So here's our FAQ. Who will vote on the levy? How much will the levy generate? And how much will the proposed levy cost? This is at pretty much all 23 branches. And also in your League of Women Voters guide if you live in Franklin County. And how is the library funded? It's funded by the State of Ohio's Public Library Fund and then, of course, property tax levy. And in 2010, voters approved a $2.8 million permanent tax levy And the millage has been reduced as property values have risen over the last 13 years. And revenue from the last levy in 2010 has been about less than 0.5% per year since the first year of collection. And the levy will pay for, if it passes, operating expenses for continued investments in materials, resources, technology, programs, and facilities, operating 24 buildings and serving nearly 1 million residents over time. And if they see, library will start collecting new revenue in 2024. If the library fails to pass, the library's board will assess the budget implications and consider cost reduction measures to prevent a financial deficit. So keep that in mind. And most importantly, who will not get to vote on this levy? The other six library systems of Franklin County. So if you live in Bexley, if you live in Upper Arlington, Grandview Heights, which also includes Marble Cliff, Southwest, which is like Far West Side, Galloway, Grove City, Worthington, Westerville, which also includes like parts of Northland, Minerva Park, you will not get to vote on issue 16 because you have your own library systems to worry about. So only residents of the Columbus Metropolitan Library District will get to vote on the levy. So if you're like in the Columbus City School District in Columbus, you will get to vote on it. City of Whitehall, you get to vote on it. Hilliard in Hilliard City Schools, you get to vote on it. City of Dublin in Franklin County, you get to vote on it. Reynoldsburg, New Albany, Gahanna, Groveport, Canal, Winchester will also get to vote on it as well. Okay, for more information, consult your voter guides, and you can find your polling place in Franklin County at vote.franklincountyohio.gov. And yeah, there are other county board of elections. So if you live in Delaware County, Union, Fairfield, Licking, Ross, Marion Ross, Madison, Knox, you can find your own board of elections. Google it, pick away, you know who you are. And there are other issues, like if you live in Franklin County, there are like the liquor options near you, and also townships have their own levies, like fire levies and road construction levies. And in three local school districts besides Columbus, there are levies. Issue 10 is the tax levy for Canal Winchester, 12, Dublin, 14, a renewal for Groveport Madison, and then in Madison Plains, which kind of had slides into Franklin County a little bit, there's a facilities bond issue. Okay, that's some of the issues that are happening. Oh yeah, 24 through 28 are charter amendments for the city of Whitehall. And do your research. All right, remember, election day is Tuesday, November 7th. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. in Ohio. This has been your election roundup for 2023. Your vote is your voice. Use it. And if you don't use it, you'll lose it. DJBC out. Those were the issues near us this election. Remember, vote. Vote. Because the stakes are way too high for you to stay at home. This is the DJBC Happy Hour. We are not in the business of endorsing candidates and issues. We could endorse issues, but definitely not people. So we are not endorsing either candidates or issues. So we are not choosing a side here at the DJBC Happy Hour. But remember, vote. Vote like the world is on fire, because it is. And that is just a look at some of the issues and people running for public office near us in Columbus, Ohio, where we do this show. Vote. Election day is November 7th in Ohio, and you need to have a photo ID in order to vote. And this year, this election, they'll be voting on these bulky paper roster ballots like in days of old. But photo ID is very important now for those who have not voted since last November. All right, vote, because your vote is your voice. Good night. Good day.